Wednesday, the 28th of April, Yudalit Iyar, Pesach Sheni, Rabbi Svi Belovsky, Pesach Sheni, A Second Chance.
Morning. Good morning. as we've just been hearing, today's Pesach Sheni discussion of halachos and minhagim associated with Pesach Sheni. I'd like to look at it from a conceptual perspective and I think address two specific approaches. The psukim are familiar, Ayan or Shim Asher, Tanem and Nefesh Odom. There were people who were death defiled. Chazal explain that these were the people who were responsible for carrying Aronah Shel Yosef. So they were the coffin bearers of Yosef. They're Tomei. They're not just stunned Tomei, they are, you know, publicly Tomei, their Tumah is endorsed by the community, and therefore they feel somewhat hard done by. They could not bring the Korban Pesach on the correct day because they were Tomei. And they approached, they came near before Moshe and Aaron on that day. And these men said to him, they feel hard done by. Why should we be deprived of the opportunity to bring the korban with everyone else?
So on korban,
you can
bring it then.
Right? And Moshe said to them, "Be patient. Stand and listen. My Tzavei Hashem Lochem. See what Hashem will command you. It's an additional piece of information. Not just if a person is Tomei, or is he, but also if he's on Derech Rechoiko. Exactly what Derech Rechoiko means, discuss as a dot over the word, which means that it's not quite what it seems, but it's at some distance to be discussed. It's not just now, it's throughout all generations. This rule applies not just in the year of Yitzchias Mitzrayim, but also later on. It's not just the second year, but all throughout all generations. But also Pesach Hashem, Bachodesh Hashini, Ba'avos Yom, Ben Rabayim. And the rule is, you shall do it all the same thing, but do it on the 14th of the second month, the 14th of Iyar, which is today. Ben Rabayim in the late afternoon. Yasoi so matzos from Yoch Luhu, and he eats and eats with matzah, Mori Hashem, Menu Aboka, and then there are various rules associated with the similarity and. He has to not leave any of it over. Etzem el yishburuvoi, he has to keep it whole, not break any of the bones. Kachol chukas ha-pesach yasu esoi. All the same rules as the regular Pesach. And then it concludes, v'yish ashu torah v'derech lohoyo, v'chud ala asus ha-pesach yasu esoi. But if you fail, you can't use this as an excuse, although it is interesting, it appears if you do it amazing, you do have a chance to do it again, but you're not supposed to do that. Okay, that's
cool.
I don't know the answer to that question. They found someone else. Right, okay. So the Rambam in Perek Hay of Hilchos Korban Pesach codifies these din, and this is all just introductory. Misha Tomei B'Shashkut Tzal Pesach Ve'in Shoktin Olov. So someone who was Tomei at the time of Shkutin Korban Pesach, and therefore he was not part of a Chabura, they didn't check for him, because he couldn't be included in the Chabura, and so on. Or he was far away, or he was under some other duress, which prevented him from bringing the Korban. He made a mistake, he got the day wrong, whatever. He should bring this Korban Pesach on the second month, on the 14th in the afternoon. The Shchitas Pesach Azeh, Mitzvah Aseh B'fnei Atzmoi, it is a Mitzvah Aseh on its own, and the Pesach Sheni occupies some netherland between being a replacement for the Korban Pesach that was missing, but being a mitzvah in its own right as well. And there are many halachic discourses discussing whether it's really a mitzvah for me'atzmai, or whether it really is a tashlum for the Rishon and so on. That's not really my subject, but it's just good to see some kind of outline. And then the Rambam goes on to discuss which circumstances would qualify if you forgot, whether you were under duress, if you did it deliberately, in which circumstances you would qualify, and in which circumstances if you failed to bring even the Korban Pesach. Shame, you don't get a third chance. There's no 40 for Sivan, that's it. And after that, in which circumstance you'll be hired Koris for failing to bring it, and which circumstance you will not. If anyone knows the source of that noise, it would be helpful to get rid of it. Now, we've heard that's the basic halacha, there's no it's a chometz, and so it's not really a yomtov in the conventional sense. We've heard those outlines already. I refer you to Azar Kodesh in the third chelek. The Kodesh Meva Pesach Sheni. Just for interest, we'll discover shortly that in Chazal, the day is referred to by two names. It's called Pesach Sheni, it's called Pesach Kotlin. It's called Pesach Kotlin Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Pesach Sheni and Pesach Kotlin, and they appear, I hope, to really convey two different strands of thought about it. So let's explore. In the Zohar Kodesh, B'kud l'meba Pesach Sheni, al inun d'lo yachilu oy de'is t'avu b'savu achro. Pesach Sheni is there for people who are unable or were impure, they were unable to bring the Korban Pesach. Yivad l'Pesach razeh nusad Yisrael, so the Zohar conceptualizes it. If Pesach, the original Pesach, Pesach Rishon, it's about the belief system. It's about the hemnus of Yisrael, the trust, the faith that the Jewish people put in the Kodesh Baruch Hu. It's about leaving Mitzrayim, about their renewed relationship with him, about their willingness to follow him out into the desert, etc., etc. So he said that is the ruach, that is the spiritual influence, the atmosphere. And the Zohar is very into this, that there are times that have certain atmospheres, and for a spiritually sensitive person, one will be able to tune into the atmosphere of a certain month or a certain day, and exploit it for one's spiritual development. So, this Ruach, Sholta ben Nissan, this is the spirit, if you like, of Nissan. For then, Ihul Zim and the Chedvah, and that's therefore, it's a time of celebration. That's very nice. But Ihul's got a different tone, a different spiritual kind of idea. So how does it work that if for whatever reason you weren't able to do it in the first month, you can do it again now in the second month? How can it be that those who are unable or were tame to do it in the second month? The time has passed. You know, if you miss Tekiah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah for whatever reason, there's no point doing it on the next day. You've blown it! Ha ha! Okay. Sad joke, but even sadder you laughed at it. Ella Kivan. The Knesset Yisrael, Hosea gives a kind of conceptual spiritual understanding of the relationship between Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Knesset Yisrael, they are misatzal b'itzrahad nisan. And I don't think I fully understand the phrase, but it means they are somehow crowned. They are somehow have taken on the spiritual mantle of the atmosphere of nisan. And they somehow can hang on to the spiritual opportunities of Pesach Rishon, the 30 days. It doesn't go away. And it's an interesting comparison that, you know, that if you like, somehow or other, the Ruach of Pesach seems to transmit itself 30 days backwards. Like when you begin learning the halachas, the focus on Pesach really begins on Purim. And somehow the Zohar sensitivities, the waning spiritual identity of Pesach, extends beyond Pesach for 30 days. Tilsin Yoimin. And for those 30 days, when the Jewish people had to leave behind Pesach, somehow or other, the Shekhinah is hanging around in a Pesach-like fashion. So Pesach Sheni doesn't become just in the Zohar a second chance, it becomes the last chance. Pesach Sheni is the last opportunity to somehow tap into the Ruach of Pesach Rishon. Someone who still wishes to see the Shekhinah, to detect and sense the Shekhinah in its Pesach guise, this is the last moment. And as it were, the Zohar says, there's an announcement made. Anyone who still wants to see the Shekhinah can still somehow sense, because it creates a question. Well, that surely should mean you could bring the Korban Pesach Sheni on any day, as long as you did it by the 14th of Iyar. But the Zohar doesn't address that, and, you know, fortunately I have very limited time. Right. But in the meantime, he says, the Zohar says, having asked the question, that somehow the spirit of Nissan extends, the Ruach, we still feel Pesachdik in some way, until 30 days have elapsed, and Pesach Sheni is instituted, according to this perspective, on the very last day when that Ruach is still accessible. He says, Mikan lahalom, in alden to atroiva aldo Pesach Sheni. But from then it's gone, and that's what Pesach Sheni is about. That's the Zohar Kodesh presenting the idea of Pesach Sheni. It is a second chance, but on the last day when the Ruach of Pesach Rishon is still evident. So I promise you two ideas to sort of get. One is based on the Zohar. So the Nesiv HaSholem, the Slon of Rebbe, has a very beautiful essay that is very accessible. And he speaks a little bit about this. He doesn't, I mean, he really is just making the Zohar more accessible. But here is a little bit from what he says. In the middle of an essay, based on what of this I've mentioned already, one can understand the entire concept of Pesach Sheni. The special character of the day of Pesach, that Bechino, and somewhere other which is Miyuchad Lechag, something which is the special quality, extends and remains in some way. The Kedela Agir Madre Yiloi says, Sorry Hakon Shloshim Yom Lifnei Achag, he mentions what I just said, that really should have been said in his name, that in order to reach this kind of pinnacle that the Seder night represents, you need a 30-day warm-up. That's why they're cooking on 30 days. And the parallel, that it takes 30 days to get there, it also takes 30 days to go away. Okay. All of this is purity, purification, and in order for the Jewish people to reach the level when they can meet God in the appropriate way at Pesach. He says, this, the Kibbush Agil Hagod, this Moira Godel, this great awe of a Kodesh Baruch, which we refer to at the Seder, that's Gilui Shekhinah. He's what he's doing, he's taking a sort of phrase from the Haggadah and linking it into the idea provided. Why is it about Shekhinah? Because the Moira Godol is Gilui Shekhinah, and Gilui Shekhinah therefore he sees as the central theme of Pesach, which then, as he says, based on the Zohar, says, Yahya Gilui Shalel Yitzias Mitzrayim, Al Kenim Shechet Bechinah Zoi, Gam Kol Halamad Yom Pesach. In the same way that it took 30 days to reach that kind of spiritual climax, it takes 30 days for it to go away again, it continues, extends. The Inyan Hamachunisa Yeshevisim Kolak Solmachol Roots the Royce Yovivira, that Yovivira, that's quoting Isaiah. That means that somehow or other the Shekhinah remains crowned in this way, that means we can still tap into that spiritual idea, and it's around for another 30 days. But after the 30 days, he says, Oz Huzman Pesach Sheni. That today is the Zman of Pesach Sheni. And Keruza Koriz Sheish Oid Zayin Yomim. That announcement emerges that you've got 7 days left. And then he starts to discuss a little bit. There was, despite what we heard earlier, I recall there being a notice put up in Gated Yeshiva that despite prevalent practice, you don't get 7 days off Tachanun for Pesach Sheni. Right? And so on. And it's clearly based on the idea that somehow or other there's a 7 day. It's a kind of, in some, albeit non-halachic way, there's a 7 day Pesach Sheni, and if that really exists in some tangible way, then presumably you can have 7 days off Tachanun. I mean, it's because it's hard enough to say some people have 1 day off Pesach Sheni, and so on. He said, and what is this? It's Yeminich HaPeshut HaKabel Shovim. It's a chesed from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that people have another chance. HaKabel Shovim. He was so inspired by Yidach Nimeni Nidach. Kodesh Baruch Hu's will is that no one should be completely rejected. This idea of spiritual dilug means the person can skip beyond his madriga. Someone, we don't want anyone to miss out on that. He can now, when the last chance has arrived, to tap into that opportunity to extend one's spiritual life beyond its normal boundaries. He says that all of Pesach Sheni is a kind of ne'ilah for Pesach. He uses the same phrase. It's ne'ilah sha'orim. Closes the gates, the doors are closed, and the announcement really of Pesach Sheni, somewhat answering my question on the Zohar from before, is that the announcement is saying, this is the last chance. You know, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want anyone to be pushed aside. This is the last chance, because from tonight, it's gone for another year. That's the idea. That's Pesach Sheni, to give them an opportunity to somehow or other tap in at the last moment. And perhaps that will also explain why, at a halakhic level, Pesach Sheni is a much more minor celebration than the fall, when there's no Issachomets, there's no Yom Tov, it's only one day, and so on and so forth. And he goes into more details. So that is an approach to Pesach Sheni, using the one name for it in Chazal, based on the Zohar Kodesh and the Slavim Rebbe's use of that Zohar. Let me show you another idea. The other name in Chazal for Pesach Sheni is Pesach Kot, as I mentioned earlier. It's called Pesach Kotten in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah, and so on. So, here's a socket shotter, Shem Shmuel, writing on Pesach Sheni in Parshas Emor. He quotes a midrash, Shmos Rabbo, "B'schusin shal atzmos Yosef oisin Pesach Kotten." So it's an interesting. You know, it's the zechus. We understood the at a halachic level, the reason they are tomei is because they are carrying the atzmos Yosef. But what is this zechus? So the zechus of the bones of Yosef. That's where Pesach Kotten. But through that zechus, Pesach Kotten was instituted. Notice it uses the phrase Pesach Kotten here in the midrash, and not Pesach Sheni. So, Pshitas Nirim Shum Denoise Orin Shal Yosef Hoyu. The simple understanding is because they were carrying the Orin Shal Yosef. Avaloshim Bishchus and Oisim Pesach Kotten Mashma the Lav Bishviloi El Bishchusoi. It's not caused by him. It's his chus. So he is a Madaik, from the Loshon of the Midrash, that there is some connection. And he said, this means there is some innate relationship between Yosef HaTzadik and the purpose of Pesach Sheni. That's how the Sokka Shabbat wants to read it. So he says, V'yesh lahavim ma'inyan Yosef l'Pesach Sheni. V'oy v'yesh lahavim ma'atzinikah Pesach Kotten. In the context of the association of the day with Yosef HaTzadik, it's referred to as Pesach Kotten and not as Pesach Sheni. So now he quotes an idea, I think I'll read the whole text, but it's an idea that he quotes in several places in the name of his father, the Avni Nezer. And that is, examining, he does this really to understand the function of Shavuos elsewhere, but here, what he's doing is examining the spiritual atmosphere of Nisan, Iyar, and Sivan. So I'll paraphrase what he says. It's a familiar idea, as he mentions it in several places. The mazel of Nisan is the Tzler. Now the Tzler indicates klal. You know, they follow like sheep. That's the idea. Everyone together as part of a klal. Iyar is the shor. Shor is individuality. It's a solitary animal. It does, and if you try to get too near it, you'll discover that it likes to be left alone. Right? That's the show. Right? And he said, therefore, the 2 months, elsewhere he talks, which constitute the majority of the sphera, one is about growth as a member of a klal, and the other is about growth as an individual. And then he goes on to suggest elsewhere, just for your interest, that the muzzle of Sivan is the Ta'omim, it's Gemini. I don't know how to say that here. Okay, Gemini. And he said, and the Pabbalah is twinning. He said, Kabbalah Satorah is predicated on a partnership between the two Bechinas. It's being part of a Kalal and retaining your individuality within the Kalal, which is a difficult balance. And when you can strike that balance, and you can see yourself as a member of a community and as an individual, you're ready for Matan Torah. That's how he understands it elsewhere. But here he wants to introduce a problem. The problem here is that the spiritual atmosphere is very similar to the question that the Zohar asked originally. How can it be that Nisan can be somehow extended into Iyar? Well, if the Bechina of Nisan is Tleh, community, well, how can you have Pesach Sheni in Iyar, which is a completely different form of Avodah? That's his question. And so, it brings lots of proofs. Pesach Mitzrayim, it's in families, and he's got lots of sort of proofs about the way we observe the months of Nisan and Iyar, the support, this reading of their primary spiritual focus. So Lefiyat Zeh, and based on this, Nirashimit Sav HaSvoro, Ein Inyan LePesach B'Chodesh Iyar, Lios Tashlumin Derisha. Based on this understanding, developing a spiritual sensitivity to the atmosphere of each month, this doesn't fit. How can you do Pesach, a Tashlumin, for something which is very much based on one's relationship with Klal, it's brought in Chaburas, it's all about one. The Maharal speaks about this, about how all the dinim of the Korban Pesach has to be 1 year old, it's one animal, you have to keep it whole. There's all sorts of dinim about you know, the meat has to be roasted so it holds together rather than boiled but it falls apart, and so on. It doesn't fit. How can you celebrate in Chodesh Iyar a Tashlumin for something which came in Nisan, which is a completely different month with a different objective? Because one month indicates participation in community, unity. And the other is about individuality. They're in conflict with each other. And this is where he, as he were, plays his card, where the original question came from. This is the way Yosef comes in. This is, he said, what Yosef is really about. What is the, if you like, the primary contribution of Yosef? Achine Yosef Nikra, and he quotes Yosef, is called Tarim Shal Shvotim. He's the smallest of the Shvotim. Avshahayo Roish HaShvotim, which is peculiar, because he might be the smallest in some sense, but he's also the leader. You know, he's the one who keeps them alive. He's in charge. And so on, as he says explicitly in the Pesukim. He's, even though he's the leader, and he gives another midrash, Abba Yosef b'shvotim, Atem aguf v'ani harosh. Right? You're the body and I'm the head. That's the nature of the relationship. I run the show. I must be on you. V'apirushu, shim kol roimimus muhusay. Despite Yosef, the great exalted nature of his essence, Ukshanikra Shor, and he's called Shor, the individual, isn't he? Bachor Shoiroi Hogar Loi. He's called Shor. Humoritavashir Shadarkin's Gaius Alzuoso, and the Shor is very much in control of its environment. You know, it rules the roost, as it were, as the Midrashim say, quite several Midrashim. Kahoyasa Mahusoi Shel Yosef. How does Yosef work? What is the. It's an interesting. Observation about Yosef's character. Romus in Yonav Chachmosai, Hoya Royalist Gaz al Zulosai, because of the great grandeur of his character and his incredible abilities, which are demonstrated throughout the end part of Sefer Bereishis, it would be entirely reasonable for him to lord it over the others and to be a kind of tyrant or a dictator. Mikol Mokhom Hoya Shalit Beruchoi. He didn't behave like this. He lived as though he was an ordinary person. He conducted himself with his brothers, despite the fact he really is the leader, in a generous, self-effacing way, such that he can be considered the smallest of the Shvatim in this regard. It's obviously only in one respect. It means he transcends all kinds of boundaries. This is a Kabbalistic idea, which again, probably one would have to spend more time to fully understand. But he says, he's so self-effacing that in somehow he's transformed into the opposite of his real identity, by which I think he means that it's possible to remain a leader, yet seem to be just an ordinary person. And this zechus, this merit, this capability of being someone in a position of power, authority, a position of leadership, a position where one is really in a place where others are dependent, yet not creating an environment where that is evident or apparent. If that's the case, we inherit that capacity and principle, at least, from Yosef HaTzadik. So, and therefore, well, you clearly what he's going to say now. Philip is man mazal shoyer yimakriv in Pesach Sheni. Abomin aser. Shinyona Hiskalis, he said that even now, in the month of Iyar, which is about the individual, if we internalize the message of Yosef, that doesn't preclude our participation in the Klal. So, in a kind of rather Hasidic interpretation of the Midrash, in the Zechus of Yosef, Pesach Kotten, it's very meduyuk in the Lashon of the Mishnah. It is the chus of Yosef, something that that he has bequeathed to us, that we inherit from him, and we make Pesach Kotten. Because that means that the middah of Pesach Kotten is a recognition that even though we're right in the middle of the month, which he understands to be a time of personal avodah, not necessarily so klal focused, or as he said later on, it'll be the partnership of the two that creates the opportunity for Matan Torah at the beginning of Sivan. Nonetheless, it's possible to achieve that individuality through the lens of the achievements of Yosef without losing one's kladistika kind of responsibilities. And that is why it's the merit of Yosef that gives us Pesach Kotten. As he says, Nikra Pesach Kotten, Kamo Yosef. Therefore it's called Pesach Kotten. So it's a chassid pshat in the Midrash. But I hope that very much it enriches our understanding that there are really two strands of thought. Pesach Sheni is understood to be a halachic construct which has a Kabbalistic background, that it's the, as it were, the announcement of the very last day when it's possible to tune in to the Shekhinah that was revealed on Leil Seder. That's one theme, and therefore it's an opportunity to take that last opportunity, rather than the second chance, I might call it the last chance, and it's also an opportunity to help one in the middle of the month to refocus on the fact that avodah of the individual does not preclude the possibility of being a responsible member of the klal, and that itself we can derive inspiration from the middah and achievements of Yosef HaKotten. Have a good day.